I'll try my best. It's nice to see. So far, John, I will say we are seeing a little bit of an increased crowd in our games thus far.
It's like it used to be on a Friday night.
Almost. We're getting back to that point. It's taken a few years. Starting last year, the League of the Greater Thumb Conference decided that all big games, or at least all league matchups, should take place on Fridays instead of midweek. It seems to be working, as we've seen tonight. Bad Axe side full. Lakers side not too shabby either. Of course, I favor the green and white side. Mooney, I think you are more favorable
a little more
to
maize
the
and blue.
Maize and blue colors. Bad Axe and their home whites will be going left to right across your radio, and the Lakers wins the tip, and they're heading right to left across your radio.
Seth Bowles really left the floor on that one to go ahead and control the tip for the Lakers.
Brennan Wisner over to Smith to the right corner to the high post, back to Seth Bowles, who has it just down, just inside the three-point line. To Smith with the shaved head at the left elbow, swings it over to Brennan Wisner. Back to Smith in the corner for the long two on the baseline is no good. Rebound Bad Axe. Here comes Tommy Morneau. Trying to go down coast to coast, loses it, has to feed it away, and it's a turnover as Seth Bowles swipes it away. Still scoreless, we played 40 seconds. Brennan Wisner to Valentine, dribbling at the high post to Seth Bowles' left wing. Dribbling into the lane, goes down to the right side, goes up for the layup, and he misses it. Rebound, Mason Krug. Here come the hatchets. Martin Messing at the right elbow with a jump shot. This one's off the mark, and rebound, Brennan Wisner. Back and forth game, 7 minutes to play, and it's a turnover. Here comes Tommy Morneau going up for the layup, and we have our first points of the night, 2-0 in favor of the hatchets by the help of Tommy Morneau. Brennan Wisner coming up the court. 6:45 left in the first. Bad Axe 2, Lakers nothing. Looking to his right, gets it to Drew Scholler, being guarded by a much taller Martin Messing. Back up to Seth Bowles against Andrew Sutton. Over to Brennan Wisner for three, left wing. A little bit too long, off the mark. Rebound still loose, brought in by Mason Krug. Tommy Morneau gets a screen from Sutton, pulls up from the free throw line for the jumper, and this is good. It's Morneau 4, Lakers nothing. 6:20 into the first.
There are four other guys out there, and they're working hard on defense, trying to feed that ball up to Tommy Morneau. This is really fun to watch, folks.
Wisner getting double-teamed, and he has to throw it away, and he does, and it's going to result in the second turnover for the Lakers. Martin Messing dribbling up, trying to feed it down, gets back down to left elbow to Morneau, no go. Rebound Messing goes up for the layup. He gets fouled in the way, and he's going to the line for two shots. This will be the first team foul against the Lakers. Martin Messing has not attempted a free throw on the night yet. And in the books with the first foul is number 2, Keegan Valentine, his first. Martin Messing, first free throw is up. This one's off to the right and no good. Bad Axe, the past couple seasons, have been consistently one of the better free throw shooting teams in the region. So far 0 for 1, second free throw no good either. Rebound Mason Krug, but we have a whistle on the rebound. And it's going to be over the back in a push against Mason Krug. That's his first, and Bad Axe's first. Laker ball out of bounds, 90 feet from their own hoop. Green-white ball right to left across your radio. 5:48 left in the first. 4-0, Bad Axe leading. Brennan Wisner tries to go into the lane and gets it swiped away. Morneau coming down the lane the other way. Feeds it over to Martin Messing, and it's a little bit too much mustard on that one. Goes out of bounds. Laker ball.
Well, blind man could see that one coming, actually, because once you cross free throw line extended, you might as well go ahead and just take the ball to the hoop. Bad Axe hatches Martin Messing. He was not ready for that pass, and winds up being a turnover, and Mr. Wisner has the ball at the top.
Score remains 4-0. Bad Axe leading. Morneau with all of the points. Wisner in trouble at the top of the key, over to Seth Bowles. Bowles, first game back, pulls up for the jump shot at the free throw line, no good. Chases down his own rebound, keeps the possession alive. To Valentine, top of the key for three, and he nails it. Keegan Valentine gets the Lakers on the board. It's a one-point ball game, 4-3, as John Messing comes down the court, and he puts up the transition basket for 2 points, back to 6-3.
John Messing, Johnny on the spot, receiving that pass. And did a nice little reverse layup, and it goes in for the hatchet lead for 6-3 right now.
Smith over to Scholler in the left corner, and Scholler gets fouled as he tried to go down the baseline. And it'll be Laker ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. This will be the second team foul against the hatchets. A hold will be the official call, and it goes against John Messing, his first. Brennan Wisner inbound to Seth Bowles, left corner, surveying the prairie against Mason Krug. Now starts to dribble, tries to feed into Drew Schuller, but Tommy Morneau is there to take it away. Morneau at the right wing, now dribbling inside of the lane at the free throw line. Pulls up for the jump shot just inside, and he gets the home court bounce. He has six, Bad Axe with eight, Lakers with three. 4.5 to play in the first. It's a 5-point ball game, the largest lead of the night.
A little half-court trap going on with the Hatchets. Lakers do get across the 10-second line.
Into the corner, Drew Schuller, back up Seth Bowles, top of the key. Keegan Valentine down to Brady Smith. He can't bring it in cleanly, and it's still loose, and John Messing touched it just before going out of bounds. Lakers will keep possession.
I think that would have been the Hatchet ball had John Messing not went in there and put his pinky on it, but here we go. Lakers ball inbounding is Brendan Wisner.
Wisner looking, trying to feed it inside, nothing there, and now has to go to the safety valve at half court to Drew Schuller.
That could have been an over and back.
It very well could have, but he saves it regardless. Into the corner to Brendan Wisner, driving, dribbling, spinning all the way in, and he gets this one partially blocked by Andrew Sutton and John Messing with the rebound.
Nice move to the hoop.
Time to Morneau, top of the key, being guarded by Drew Schuller. Morneau with about a 3-inch height advantage against Schuller. Passes over to John Messing, back up to Martin Messing, top of the key. Being guarded by Keegan Valentine, man-to-man defense for the Lakers. 3.5 to play in the first, 8-3, Bad Axe by 5. Martin Messing, left wing. Into the high post, Andrew Sutton dribbles down, and it gets swiped away. And Seth Bowles brings it in.
That's just good defense. You know, I applaud the Lakers for playing the man-to-man. After all, you're looking at Bad Axe's lineup, and they're very difficult to match up with.
Brady Smith for three from the corners, no good, short. Rebound brought in by Mason Krug. Bad Axe out rebounding Lakers 5-2 as Morneau dribbles down the entire court, goes up for the layup, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. Lakers' second team foul. Morneau has not attempted a free throw on the night yet, has 6 points. Foul goes against Drew Schuller, that's his first.
Both teams have two team fouls.
A little bit of a slow whistle so far, can't complain on that.
With fast action, this is just really something.
It always makes for an easier call. Time of Morneau, first free throw, smooth as silk, and it's in. He has 7 points. Bad Axe with 9, substitution. Brady Smith sits down for Lakers and is replaced by Nick Byarski, a 5'10 junior.
Nothing but net on that last one.
And same as this one, Morneau with 8 points, leading by 7.
You know what they say, string music, that's for the pep band in the corner over here.
Lakers' only points comes from a Keegan Valentine 3. They trail by 7 points, 2:55 left in the first. And we have a jump ball. This will be in favor of the Hatchets.
Martin Messing came in there, saw his opportunity, and went ahead and tied up Seth Bowles. Hatchet ball.
Technically, that counts as a turnover. Lakers with 5 on the night. Bad Axe with 3. Mason Krug sits down, and he's replaced by Clark Brady.
10-3, Hatchets, 2:53 to go.
Martin Messing into Tommy Morneau to Drew Schuller, being guarded. John Messing dribbling in, but kicks it back out to his brother Martin Messing. Back to John Messing. And kisses it off the glass for 2 points. And John Messing with 4 points. 12-3, 9-point lead for the Hatchets.
Thank you, Marty.
2.5 to play in the first. Keegan Valentine in trouble, has to reverse court and throws this one out of bounds. It'll be Bad Axe ball.
Bad Axe was just putting a token half-court trap on it. Really wasn't a serious one. But the Lakers wound up throwing it away. Hatchet ball, and we have a timeout.
And a 30-second timeout called by Ron Swarson-Gerber. It's 12-3, Bad Axe by 9, 2:29 left in the first.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.